been like two and a half years, off and on. I was splitting time between Phoenix and New York, and so every time I would come home, I would try and audition as much as possible, and there was a while when nothing was really happening, and so I had auditions for Disney, didn't hear anything, so then I was just, I'd gone back to Phoenix and was doing a show called Crazy For You, and I got a call while I was out there saying that pretty much a week after that show was finished that I would be going to Tokyo, which was a dream come true. You know, who doesn't love Disney? Who doesn't want to travel to an amazing country like Japan and live for a year? So when I did that, and came home, and I think maybe did one regional show between that, and then I left and did Tumba on the Disney Cruise Line shortly after.
Wow. That must have been kind of crazy. What was your fondest memory of Japan, if you don't mind me asking? You were over there for a year.
I would say really just the culture. You know, I went and I saw Mount Fuji. I went down to Kyoto and, you know, had one of my best friends with me from back in Boston come out. And it was just really a great time. I was 21, you know, so... it was definitely a fun time in my life, I would have to say.